Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Jimmy's got a couple of things he really wants to chat with you guys about. One of them has to do with Biden, and of course, coming from Jimmy, it's obviously Biden's incompetence. And the other one is coming from a guffaw, for lack of better terms, more of a guffaw, because it is kind of funny, about something that Kamala Harris recently said. Let's start out with Joe Biden, Jim.
Yeah, so this has been big news yesterday, because during the White House press conference, numerous reporters pressed KJP, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House propaganda minister, basically at an event for hunger and, to counter hunger and help people. Joe Biden started out the conversation thanking the bipartisan congressional delegates for supporting this legislation.
Yeah.
And he actually, in the room, asked, where's Jackie Walorski, the Indiana congresswoman who was killed in a car wreck about 3 months ago. Now, he's asking for in the room, but according to the White House press secretary, he was meeting with her family in 2 days. So, and he had already written a letter, according to the White House, and it's actually, I've seen the letter, to the family at the loss of the congresswoman. So clearly he was mentally unaware of the fact that she had died. And in the press briefing, KJP was attempting to somehow justify the fact that he was unaware that she had died, that he was not cognizantly competent of what was happening and aware of what was around him. It was an embarrassing moment, and she kept trying to justify it with saying, she was on the top of his mind. But if she was on the top of his mind and the president of the United States could not identify the fact that one of the key elements of this bill, one of the key supporters of this bill, a Republican, had already passed away, shows a level of scary incompetence and diminished mental state that everybody should be worried about,
yeah.
Especially with circumstances going on around the world right now and the economy and all the border, all the issues that are facing America right now. It shows a level of incompetence that
sure
is just,
does. Yeah, it does. Well, Kamala Harris is showing a certain level of incompetence also with her comments about North Korea, our buddies. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so she lands in South Korea, and her first statement when she lands with a Black Hawk helicopter from U.S. forces behind her is, we've got a very, this is paraphrased, but she used these words, we've got a very close relationship with the Republic of North Korea.
Yeah.
Which is not it's the People's Republic of North Korea. We don't have a close relationship with them other than the fact that Donald Trump met with them. But we have a very important security and a bilateral security agreement, one of the seven treaties out there in the world that we would actually have to fight somebody over if they got into a war.
Yeah.
And that was a faux pas beyond belief. But this is a continuation of what is her basic incompetence at any public event. And it just goes on and on and on between her and Joe Biden.
It's, yeah.
You just – had Donald Trump made any one of these mistakes – he would be hounded out of office.
Yeah. I think you're right about that, Jim. I really do.
Remember when, his first year in office, Donald Trump's first year in office, people continually said that he was mentally incapable. And on every mainstream media element, every talk show pundit, every actual regular news anchor on the main networks and cable said he was mentally incapable of running. He was psychologically. Now, here's a president. It is exactly that, and you hear none of the same arguments.
No.
But
that's politics. That's politics, purely and simply.
But it's beyond politics, because it's the media where we get all of our information from, that's controlled by corporations that don't allow people to make a judgment based on facts. When ABC reported on Kamala Harris's visit to South Korea, they did not include, George Stephanopoulos and the reporters did not include this incredible faux pas. Yeah. And when these official figures make these kinds of mistakes in front of those populations, nobody trusts them. The South Korean government looks and says, oh my God, here we go again. Every one of these foreign countries, when they make these mistakes, have very low respect for the United States.
Yeah.
And it's going to come back to haunt us.
Well, I think it is. I think the U.S. right now, I think there's some questions basically about the competency of the United States right now. And I think that's really, really a shame. What I'm wondering is are the Republicans really any better, though, Jim? You know, when you stop and think about it, let's look at Mitch McConnell. Let's look at some of the other folks. Are the Repubs any better?
So I will say there's a growing field of Republicans that are actually competent and that are pushing back on the uniparty, if you will. The people that are so deeply embedded in D.C. that they actually look at themselves. They don't look at the rest of the nation. The people like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, that believe somehow they know better than the constituents that they support, and then they forget about the nation because they understand the politics better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. So there are people like that. Certainly there are many in the Republican Party. They are being weeded out. You saw in the primaries a large, you know, of the 10 candidates that voted to impeach Trump, you saw eight of them that were basically crushed in the primaries. They either had to withdraw, like Adam Kinzinger, and not even run again, or they were pushed out in the primaries.
Yeah.
And you're seeing a lot more America First, a lot more people that are a little more aware. You've got some incompetent people that are out there running that aren't the most intellectually savvy, but there is a big push to get people that really respect America and that are trying to fight for American principles and policies and protect the American people.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of work, and this is not going to happen overnight. This is an eternal struggle, an eternal fight to keep the corruption down to a minimum. And that's what we're going to see right now and all I can say, Al, is thank God for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has broke the facade of corruption in D.C. Everyone is looking behind the curtain and seeing that it's, you know, somebody pulling the strings back there that is not competent. And that's going to wake Americans up, in my view.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We got a ways to go here. I mean, we got a month to go until the elections and really, before the results of the elections actually sink in, we got a little bit longer to go than just a month. But I'm quite frankly pretty concerned. I really am. I've never seen my country in such a state of disarray. Jimmy, have you? Disarray, I guess. Let me use the right word. Have you?
Not in my lifetime. And the difference between now and I was a pretty young guy during the 60s. But I was aware of what was happening. I was beginning to understand politics, and I watched what happened in the 70s when I was in high school, and some of the, you know, a big increase in the number of drugs, a lot of the protests, the violence and the civil rights protests, a lot of those things, assassinations, you know, JFK, Martin Luther King, RFK, you know, they're serious political assassinations.
Yeah.
The difference between now and then is Democrats then were fairly, they still believed in America. Most of them had some experience in World War II. They knew they were afraid of communism and socialism. And there was a small, very vocal minority that was out causing problems and protests on campuses for free speech.
Yeah.
Now we've got the opposite. The
problem
now, and the difference between then in the 60s and the 70s, in my view, is now we're seeing a far larger percentage of the population that do not understand what the price of freedom is.
Yeah.
They don't understand the basic principles of our Constitution.
Right.
And they've been basically spoon-fed their lives. They've lived very well. And then the education system in the United States has corrupted a lot of young people's minds into thinking that socialism will do the right thing for you, that everything needs to be equal and fair.
Right.
And
that's
what's destroying America right now.
Jim, I know you got to catch a plane, but I'm not going to cut you off. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think for today, you know, that's good. It's unfortunate that we're seeing this much damage to the United States. I hope we can recover from it. I'm going to be confident that there's still enough Americans out there that will push the right things, do the right things in order to swing us back to reality and stop the political attacks on citizens using law enforcement, using the media, using corporate money to continue to do the corruption. I think there's a pushback coming. I see it in Italy right now. I've seen it in Poland and Hungary, a little bit going on in the UK, and let's see if we...
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.